plan. Today at the White House, he warned Hamas.
They got very rambunctious and they did things that they shouldn't be doing. And if they keep doing it, then we're going to go in and straighten it out. And it'll happen very quickly and pretty violently, unfortunately.
BBC correspondent Frank Gardner.
U.S. pressure is absolutely key to keeping this ceasefire deal on track. Without the U.S., it's really almost certainly going to fall apart. And my understanding, and I spoke to various officials in the last 24 hours, that there has been a lot of behind-the-scenes U.S. pressure on the Israeli side to exercise restraint, because there are forces here pushing for a complete resumption of a full-scale war in Gaza.
Israel's military says it's received the body of another hostage from Hamas. President Trump said today he could go to China early next year. The White House and Beijing are preparing to return to the negotiating table following Trump's latest tariffs threat. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
In terms of U.S. consumers, not a lot's going to change right now, but that could give President Trump a little bit more leverage at the negotiating table if China feels like their economy isn't on strong ground.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration fired two federal prosecutors in the Eastern District of Virginia who voiced opposition to the criminal case against New York Attorney General Letitia James. The government shutdown enters its third week tomorrow, and food banks across the country have been stretched. CBS News correspondent Peter King has one example from Florida.
Thousands of people at Jacksonville's Mayport Naval Air Station are trying to make it without paychecks. This woman, one of hundreds who is seeking help at a military support group's food drive.
Feels a little bit hard when you're like kind of proud and you don't want to do that kind of thing.
Feeding Northeast Florida CEO Susan King says traffic is up for the eight counties that her food bank serves.
That increase ranged anywhere from a reported 10% to as much as 100%.
In Lisbon, Portugal, a report into the deadly crash of a cable car back in September found a defective cable. 16 people died in that crash. Now, all of the cable cars have been ordered taken out of service. Amazon's web services went down today, and the effects were felt worldwide. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Titans of industry like Amazon have become such key players that when they have trouble, practically the entire internet is affected.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are higher, the Dow up 542. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. Racine's Common Council meets at 6 tonight for Mayor Corey Mason's 2026 budget address. People can attend in person at City Hall or watch online through the city's YouTube page. The Racine Unified School Board will review its final 2025-26 budget tonight, which includes a plan to cut more than 35 jobs, including 26 teaching positions. The meeting starts at 6:30 and will be streamed online. Racine Republican Will Martin is launching another run for lieutenant governor, saying he wants to restore opportunity in Wisconsin. Martin, who ran in 2022, kicks off his campaign today in Columbus. Racine police are offering a free workshop Thursday to help business owners prevent shoplifting and secure merchandise. Officer Emily Draves will lead the training at the Main Street Cop House. A bipartisan bill would let Milwaukee install up to 75 traffic cameras to catch speeders and red light runners. Supporters say it'll save lives, while critics worry it could unfairly target drivers. High school football playoffs are here, and Racine Case faces Kenosha Bradford again after last week's Big Eagle win. Racine Lutheran, Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford also made the postseason. Case versus Bradford will air Friday on WRJN. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a five-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team, by the time I, you know, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A lot of sunshine for your Monday afternoon, but clouds will be on the increase. Gusty south winds to 30 and highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, look for some showers across the area, staying breezy with mid-40s. Another round of showers Tuesday with low to mid-50s. Currently 62 degrees.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. How are you at kissing? Here are a few facts about kissing that are going to make you want to pucker up even more. Says here, almost no other animals kiss. Now, chimps do and a few other primates, but not with the kind of passion that we humans do. Guys who think they are good looking kiss more. Self-confidence goes a long way here. Women value kissing more than men do. And how we kiss with a partner makes us assess our relationship. If you kiss well together, chances are the love will last. And that's everything you never needed to know about kissing.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing, I can feel your body swaying,
below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pie.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to Racine's Famous Zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Mother,
And timeless hits there from Marvin Gaye. And what's going on WRJN? Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Be sure to listen for the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. Today, we're going to feature the class of 1960. We're also going to feature some of the big news stories and events that took place in 1960. So join me just after the 5 p.m. news for the 5 o'clock class reunion on WRJN.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, opening this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. And now a song that Stevie Wonder wrote in 1967 when he was a student at Michigan School for the Blind. It translates to My Dearest Love. From 1969, here's Stevie Wonder and My Sharia Moore on WRJN.
days I'll be spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're a drown. Let them say your hair's too long.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where you can stay connected with the new WRJN weekly newsletter. You can get a recap of the week's top local and state news, on-air highlights, business spotlights, marketing tips, and more delivered right to your inbox. Just go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. A Racine businessman says he's ready for another run at the state capitol. Republican Will Martin announced he's running for lieutenant governor, pitching himself as a common-sense conservative. Martin served under former governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker, and he ran for the same office in 2022. He says too many young people are leaving Wisconsin and promises to shrink government and grow opportunity. Martin is kicking off his campaign today in Columbus. It's budget time in Racine, and city leaders want the public tuned in. Mayor Corey Mason will deliver the 2026 budget address tonight at a special Common Council meeting. It starts at 6 in the council chambers at City Hall. If you can't make it downtown, you can watch it live on the city's YouTube channel. Thousands of federal workers could soon be out of a job, and one Wisconsin lawmaker says that may not be the right way to fix Washington. First District Congressman Brian Stiles says the administration faces a tough situation during the government shutdown. And while he thinks there's room to make government more efficient, layoffs shouldn't happen in the middle of a crisis. Democrats, including Congresswoman Gwen Moore, accuse Republicans of playing games with critical programs like health care and food share. Both sides continue to blame each other for keeping the government closed. High hopes for high school football teams from both Racine and Kenosha. WIAA playoff brackets came out over the weekend. The Racine Case and Kenosha-Bradford rivalry will continue with the first-round playoff rematch. It comes after Case's 31-20 win over the Red Devils last week. Racine Lutheran, the number 2 seed in Division 5, will face Milwaukee Academy of Science, a team they've already beaten this fall. Union Grove, Burlington, and Waterford also secured playoff spots. That Case versus Bradford game will air Friday night on WRJN. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A lot of sunshine for your Monday afternoon, but clouds will be on the increase. Gusty south winds to 30 and highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, look for some showers across the area, staying breezy with mid-40s. Another round of showers Tuesday with low to mid-50s. Currently 62 degrees.
Timeless hits, WRJN. You remember that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? There may be some truth to that. We're often told that hitting the gym and eating well will guide us to longer lives, but it turns out keeping a healthy mind and embracing a positive outlook may be the real key to longevity, according to a study led by Harvard researchers. The study examined 70,000 women over 8 years and found that those who were more optimistic had a significantly reduced risk of death from leading causes such as heart disease, cancer, and stroke. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I think I may have just found the social media post of the week. Somebody said, just because I choose not to drink doesn't automatically make me no fun. That's a separate choice, which I've also made.
first minute of the call.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, your home for Green Bay Packer football. And we have got a fun one for you this Sunday night as the Packers are going to take on Aaron Rodgers.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yep, the Packers against Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers this Sunday night. 7:25 is the kick. 5 o'clock is our pregame. Packer football brought to you locally by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Union Grove, by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Papa John's, Royal Construction LLC, The Lanes on 20, Anton Painting, Jeff Constanzo LLC Home Improvement, and Vessel Services. You can see our full schedule online at WRJN.com. Go Pack!
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A pretzel cheddar club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the pretzel cheddar club with cherry, berry, and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ooh.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Connie Feldman in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then we got to tell you about a guy who stole some ATM cards. We'll tell you what happened next on WRJN.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I saw you again last night, and you know that you're WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. This just in, a divided U.S. appeals court has ruled President Trump can send National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, despite the objections of the city and state. The court put on hold a judge's order blocking the deployment while legal challenges played out. Colombia has recalled its ambassador to Washington after President Trump threatened to raise tariffs on the country and stop all payments to it in a dispute over military strikes on vessels in the region. CBS's Olivia Gassis.
President Trump labeling the Colombian president as an illegal drug dealer, somebody he said was fomenting production of illegal narcotics, and threatening to suspend hundreds of millions of dollars in aid. The president's remarks followed a disclosure by the Colombian president of an alleged strike in September that he said killed an innocent Colombian fisherman.
Democrats are demanding a hearing on the administration's strikes. Analyst Phil Gunson.
Republicans have been saying the administration's given them no indication of what the nature is of the evidence that it claims to have. These are, you know, extrajudicial executions. There's no legal framework for doing this.
President Trump's envoys are in Israel to keep the Gaza peace plan afloat. Stacey Lynn reports.
There was renewed violence over the weekend in Gaza, but President Trump insists the ceasefire still stands.
We have a little situation relatively with Hamas, and that will be taken care of very quickly if they don't straighten it out themselves.
What happens next, though, if they don't?
We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less